handsome Steven Tabimba, Glam Tech Steven on the gram. How's life?
Pretty good.
We're going to podcast today. Are you guys ready to hear all the secrets of the top celebrity makeup artist,
Steven? Some secrets. I can't spill all the tea, but I'll spill some.
You'll spill the tea. Tea and lashes, yay. Would you say that Botox is pretty much the standard these days in your industry and the faces that you work on with models and fabulous people?
Yeah, definitely.
It really is, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that people who think that natural women are not getting Botox, it's a little naive.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's the fountain of youth.
It is. And in a good way. I think we're seeing people who are aging so well, like in their 40s and 50s, they look amazing. Mm-hmm. They literally look like 50 is the new 30.
Well, I took a look at my dad and how he aged throughout the years, and it's just a part of genetics. Sometimes, you know, you're just bound to kind of like go down a certain path. Mm-hmm. And I noticed with my dad, he has really strong lines on his forehead. Mm-hmm. And I'm literally like the top half of my face is exactly like the identical replica of my father.
Oh, really?
So I figured, you know, I better catch that before, you know, I get into my late 30s and early 40s and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I found that, you know, I started doing Botox when I was 22. I'm 32 now. Oh. And my, like, I mean, no shade to my younger brother, but I look younger than him.
You do.
Yeah, I do.
They've done identical twin studies as well that show that the twin that takes care of their face and is out of the sun and does Botox looks a good mm-hmm. 7 to 10 years younger than the other twin. So I think that it's just because skin is like a piece of paper. The more you crinkle and fold it, the more it's going to have, you know, wrinkles that become permanent folds in the tissue.
Oh my God, you know what my analogy is to my girlfriends?
What?
I say like, oh, let's say you have like a dress that's steamed.
Yeah.
And it's perfectly ready to go before you put it on. And then when you come home at night and you take off your dress, you see where the natural movements and folds and the wrinkles are uh-huh. in the dress. So it's kind of like
that's
the skin
exactly
is like a fabric.
Right. Yeah,
so
it really
it's like
is.
Rather keep it pressed and nice and tight.
Exactly. And then
creating those permanent lines.
Exactly. Or like a tablecloth that you take it out and it's got mm-hmm. that crease in it, no matter how much you iron it later, like you just got to hang it just right mm-hmm. so it doesn't get that. That's a very good analogy. What did you think of slightly controversial topic, but I don't know if you saw J-Lo came out with a skincare line this mm-hmm. week and talked about how she wasn't that girl, that she was all about the olive oil and natural ingredients that were in her skincare.
I mean, I can definitely see how it went left field with that statement. You know, it kind of puts other people down that do believe in Botox or don't have that stigma attached to having any kind of procedures done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am that girl, so.
I am that girl, you know? Too. I did a whole Insta story post on it, too. And it got so much, it just really resonated with people. Like, hello, we are that girl, and we do take care of ourselves. And we should teach our daughters and clients that it is important for self-care. And that we realize that she probably has done some self-care. So mm-hmm. it would be more legitimate if she was.
I mean, maybe she hasn't had Botox, but I mean, I'm sure she's had thousands of dollars of Diamond Crew facials or whatever other things that we can't afford,
yeah.
you know, to keep her looking how she's looking.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not have been a toxin injection, but I mean, there's machines and lasers and facials that cost thousands and thousands of dollars.
To do maintenance.
Yeah. I mean, I think she low-key is that girl, regardless of if it was Botox or whatever other things that she has done.
I think if you have technology that's able to anti-age you and you...
Why not
take advantage of it? It's safe, it's effective, mm-hmm. it's proven. I think it's important. Like, everything changes. Right now we're treating your face with a little calcium-based filler that's going to chisel these bones out. And if you look back at when you were 22, you probably had bone structure that actually just looked like this. But as we age, even men get a little bit of osteoporosis and bone remodeling changes, like when your gums change and your teeth and, you know, those things just kind of start to show up as facial changes because, like you said, the skin drapes a certain way based on how you treat it and also what's underground. Take mm-hmm. a look at your nice chin. I gave him a little touch of chin filler just now mm-hmm. and just to sharpen these angle points. So I think it's really interesting with filler that we can place it in order to either give more masculinization, more feminization, or even just more structure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like kind of this, you know, there's this liquid fluid gender placement that we tend to think of chiseled cheeks as more masculine and contoured cheeks as more feminine. Do people sometimes ask you for makeup that's a little more like feminine contoury or mm-hmm. more masculine chisel?
Yeah.
You can do that with makeup.
Definitely,
right?
Definitely.
And what is your strangest makeup request that you've ever heard?
Strangest makeup request. It was when we used a hemorrhoid cream under the eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's when I learned that it depuffs, and I was like, oh, shoot, I need to keep some hemorrhoid cream in my kit.
Well, you know why? Because that's a steroid anti-inflammatory.
Anti-inflammatory, there you go.
But I would not put steroid cream on your face regularly and not hemorrhoid cream either. Like,
right? Jeez. But I thought that was pretty weird. Interesting.
And you tried it?
I tried it that day when she had it there for me. I'm like, I don't have hemorrhoid cream.
Oh, my goodness. What's it like working on fabulous, famous girls' faces? Because I'm sure mm-hmm. the first time you work on a celebrity, just like for me and for you, it's always a little thrilling.
Yeah.
But how do you get your headspace clear and just focus on your good work?
So my drive is definitely my time to really center myself. And I try not to overthink it and plan out, like, what look am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I just kind of go based off of, you know, that moment when I interact with my client, mm-hmm. what I see, you know, what they're wearing or what the hair is like or what the occasion is. Mm-hmm. So my drive to the client is really kind of my space to clear my mind and just zen my nerves because I get really anxious.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just try to kind of calm my nerves the best that I can. And it's crazy because I get so nervous right beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
But then the moment I walk through the door, it all kind of goes away. And it's like, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. And it's just like it shakes off immediately. It happens every time.
You just get your persona back.
Yeah, right? it just.
You get your glam tech face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like game on, and the adrenaline just kind of kicks in,
yeah.
and the nerves just kind of flutter away.
And that's funny. Like different people will trigger a different reflex. Any like doesn't matter their famous level, but sometimes it's just a certain person in your mm-hmm. head that you have so elevated. I think that's very true. Who have you worked with that you found to be very challenging, if we can ask that?
I'm going to say Kris Jenner, because the only reason I found that it was challenging was because she really challenged my artistry and the years of skill and mm-hmm. training that I've had. And what I mean by that is she doesn't like to sit in the chair for more than an hour, mm. which... understandable. She's very yeah. busy. She's doing a lot of things. So it's challenging to really work fast and professionally and kind of have a flow yeah. without kind of like seeming like you're like frazzled, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So it was definitely challenging to master it, and
it must be.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can say was challenging, or a challenging client. You know, she challenged me, and that was great for me. I continued to work with her, you know, quite a few more times after that, and it seemed I got faster and faster and faster. So
it pushes you to your next level.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
She's awesome. It's great to work with those clients that they've been around. They know what you can do with makeup, and then they bring out your best skills, probably.
So that was the first time I worked with her. She's like an hour, okay. And the second time we worked together was on a plane, on a jet.
How glamorous.
Well, it sounds glamorous, but it was really challenging with like the turbulence and not having the proper setup space. It was all a challenge. But you know what? It was awesome. I look back and I'm like, damn, I killed it.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
You learn as you go. Like, I mean, I learned to multitask. I have four kids, run a busy practice. Like in the operating room, literally you're operating and doing things and thinking and like multitasking, and here we are talking and podcasting and your chin's moving, still adjusting. Still has to turn out great. Take a look at how good that looks.
All right, let me take a look.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's looking so handsome. For those of you who are listening, we just finished chiseling the jawline.
That was me gagging. testing, one, two.
Love it. What's your advice to aspiring makeup artists out there? There's so many. Is that market saturated? Is it like just not worth it if you're 20? Just don't even think about being a makeup artist because there's so many people doing it and killing it.
No, I definitely don't think that. I think if you're aspiring makeup artist, go for it. Just if you're aspiring to do anything that you're aspiring to do, just go for it. I mean, if that's your dream and that's what's going to make you happy, I think that that's what life's all about. Mm-hmm. You know, go for it. Who cares if it's oversaturated? Nobody has your eyes, your hands, your touch, your vision, your imagination. So I think that we were all put on this earth for a reason. And if you find your reason in doing makeup and making people feel good about themselves, and absolutely. Yeah,
same
definitely.
Same goes for doctors, injectors, nurses out there, because you might think like, oh, why would I even try? You know, but you have your own flavor. You start your Instagram, you figure out who you are. You kind of develop your personality and your style. And, nobody can be you. Isn't that right?
Some advice I would give is to just do the work. Definitely just practice as much as you can. You're going to do a lot of free stuff. Be open and willing to do makeup for free, hustle, you know, not expect to get paid. And everything comes back, and it just has to come from a genuine place. You know, it has to come from the heart. You want to do these things, because it'll all come back tenfold. You know,
that is so true, because I think people don't realize the amount of hustle that goes into this. Everyone thinks that you're an overnight success. Yeah. It takes 10 years to be an overnight success.
So oh, yeah.
Did you say it's taken you 10 years to reach
I'm still hustling. I'm still doing things for free. Like, I'm still working every day to reach the next level. So I've been in LA for 7 years, and I've spent days where I didn't eat or had one meal a day or was just having rice or, you know, whatever the case might be.
Really?
So yeah, so everybody's journey is totally different, and
don't get discouraged
with COVID.
It's so discouraging right now. People are really feeling the discouraging aspect of it, but you got to look to that light.
Definitely.
Someone who inspires you. Like, that's why it's great to have role models like you.
Yeah. Oh.
People will watch your story and see that how hard you work and how your success has grown. What's your vision for the next 5 years, let's say, as you see yourself blossom and go to your next level?
Personally or professionally?
Both.
I've been reflecting a lot on personal stuff. You know, with the downtime and with COVID and stuff. So personally, I have a goal within 5 years to own some kind of property. And I've been learning a lot, doing more research and talking to friends that are, you know, more experienced in that, and my family that have experience in, you know, having property, you know, like in other parts of the country and stuff. So I kind of want to start thinking ahead of kind smart. Of making a plan, I guess,
yeah,
for the next 5 years to come.
And professionally, do you see yourself doing a book, a TV show, a training course?
Yes, I love to teach, and I would love to host a master class. This past year was going to be one of the years that I wanted to put that into action, but, you know, I think virtually would be the next route. But I'm a very hands-on and in-person type of guy, and I would really love to do that in the future, for sure, to host an event where I can teach and show everybody, you know, my tricks and tips and tricks and stuff, and educate.
I think you'd do really well with that. Any pet peeves when it comes to makeup? Like too much foundation? Me personally, I don't love too much foundation, but I like the skin to breathe and show. But how about you? What you're noticing on people's
skin? My biggest pet peeve is, I call it dusty lashes. So dusty lashes is like, no, your lashes are great. I saw them when you first walked in. I hate when I see like particles of like eyeshadow on eyelashes, or if you don't fully coat the lashes with mascara, or if there's a gap in between the lash and the skin, it kind of drives me crazy.
Is the eyelash trend gonna continue? Because literally, like, everyone's lashes are so extreme, and isn't that a lot of work, and isn't it bad for lashes in general?
Man,
we can get off of lashes once they start,
it's hard to. I had them done once for a vacation, and I loved it, and I wanted to go back for more, but I was like, no, I don't know.
So lashes will continue.
Yeah, lashes, I think, will always be a
Hopefully
thing.
Clean makeup trends will continue.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot less contour and highlight now that we have masks.
I know it.
And what it's all about the eyes, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're doing a little Botox for you. Zoom in for your eyes. When we say Botox these days, we mean just a generic word. Neurotoxin. Did you know there's a new toxin coming out in a few more months?
No.
It's hopefully going to last 5 or 6 months.
We'll what? See.
Yes, it's called Daxi, but it's not yet FDA approved, but we'll see.
Hopefully it does get.
Yeah. Any advice for men out there? It's such a woman-dominated field, aesthetics and makeup and cosmetics. It's getting to be more and more inclusive, which mm-hmm. is terrific. But any advice for guys taking care of their skin or wanting to, like, I have a lot of straight clients and mm-hmm. gay clients, all different kind of clients, and they want to put makeup on, but it's not so socially acceptable. What do you recommend for that guy out there who wants flawless skin but does not feel like it would be accepted at work?
Hmm.
Like to put on
good question.
And makeup and
well,
masks
I honestly don't think that a straight man would really want to get like a full face of makeup, like what I'm envisioning a full face of makeup to be. But maybe if
a little spot coverage.
Yeah, like I think if there's a situation going on that the guy would need to wear makeup, or if he feels like he might need a full face of makeup, then I think there's the stigma of men and taking care of their skin or going to like to see someone for their skin or getting facials or whatever procedures is being kind of slowly chipped at, with social media making it more like visible to everyone. So your question was, what was my advice?
Any advice, like any good products that a guy could use? Like, I noticed they love our tinted sunscreen. Like, they'll say, no, I don't want, I'm not worried about brown spots. And we put it on and they look a little more smoothed out. And
toned,
and they're like, oh, that's nice. So, like, a product, like an a functional product, like mm-hmm. that one's great if you're listening and you're a guy. But I don't know if you have any other ideas for, like, just a clean skin look that looks like a little...
Mm-hmm. I think that just trying to find maybe a brand, like a men's brand that you would feel comfortable with reaching for every day.
Yeah.
And not,
we need to see, there's a market for you. You need to come out with that.
Yeah.
Like clean skin for guys. It's just, yeah, it's a little finished. It hides.
I've seen a few here and there. I can't think of the names right now. Right.
Solid, like, let me reach to that. Like, I'm a like, guy who likes to look, you know, I want to take right. away those imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to work on that. Me,
yeah.
I think it's a collab. It's
a collab. Yes, right? That's a great
that's
idea.
Mm-hmm. Something that's good for your skin, but that just hides your little imperfections.
Yeah.
Well, it's been so fun chatting with you.
Oh, my God. Thank you. This is so unexpected, but really fun.
I know. Welcome to the podcast world.
Thank you. This is so cool.
Come back again. Where can people find you on your social media?
Social media on Instagram, GlamTech Stephen T. And that's about it. Unfortunately, I don't do TikToks like that. But maybe I'll start this upcoming 2021.
You should.
But yeah, Instagram, GlamTech Stephen T.
Well, there you have it. Check him out. Celebrity makeup artist. He sees all thank the most guys. People in the world. And thank you for trusting me.
Thank you. Thank
face.
You for having me. And
I hope you're enjoying my skincare.
Oh, my God, I am. I actually was telling the girls I just ran out of the products that I was using faithfully, and I noticed a huge improvement in my skin, I must say.
Okay.
Like, no bullshit, guys. No,
yeah,
seriously.
The deep
like, for real.
And I think you like
the vitamin C. What?
That's so mm-hmm. good. Use it twice a day. It's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's great for the lymphatic drainage massage that I learned from you also, which I do morning and night. I notice a huge difference because I get really puffy, and massaging the face, I had no idea. And now I'm incorporating that into my clients when I see them too.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to
yeah,
hear that.
So it's awesome.
You're
thank
such
you.
A smart guy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for tuning into Beauty Bites. And you can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our skincare line is www.beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and handsome.
Ciao.